It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology business trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 FM WESA. In tech headlines, the group that manages the Tor project, which helps web users to retain anonymity, says Carnegie Mellon University researchers were paid $1 million by the FBI to launch an attack on Tor. Tor users are said to include black market drug traffickers. In a Wired magazine article, CMU did not confirm or deny that the school helped the FBI. And Google has open-sourced its artificial intelligence technology. The company says the move can accelerate the evolution of artificial intelligence. Now, Pittsburgh Tech Report checks out how people with intellectual disabilities and the agencies that serve them are using technology at home.
To see how me do I have.
That's Tony Brown. He's speaking through a machine that converts his typing into speech. Perched on his lap is an iPad. Brown swipes the home screen, then sends a remote command to a motorized device that opens the shades covering the living room window of his Aliquippa home.
Cool. All right.
Brown uses a wheelchair, so maneuvering to a cord and manually pulling the blinds up and down is a tough task. Brown and three of his housemates live in the first smart home built by NHS Allegheny Valley School. The agency serves children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities in 350 homes statewide. Allegheny Valley School outfitted the home where Brown lives with $75,000 of what's called assistive technology to help residents live more independently and safely. Shalia Shields is the smart home's project manager.
There are actually five iPads in the home, and they are connected to a home automation system connected to the HVAC. And we did that to help with energy savings as well. Sometimes a window will be left open, maybe the gentlemen have left for the day. It actually sends an email alert to the administrator of the home to let them know that the home is outside of the normal range of temperature.
This home was opened a year ago as a demonstration project. The agency's now evaluating what they'd do differently in other homes. One thing they've learned is that when certain technologies break, they can be more expensive to repair than a standard home, like a sink that can be raised or lowered with a switch. But Allegheny Valley School's committed to technology playing a role in its services. Executive Vice President Terry McNellis says the agency's raised $100,000 from private donations to test other technologies, things like biometrics. Biometrics include wearable devices that monitor body temperature or blood pressure cuffs that send information to a computer via Bluetooth.
It's really the wave of the future, and I think that people with intellectual and developmental disabilities certainly have a right to access it as everybody else does.
A few states are supporting these kinds of initiatives with funding. Pennsylvania is not one of them.
Other states, under their waiver programs, which is a federal program, have revised their waivers to allow for the payment of assistive technology. Unfortunately, Pennsylvania has not gotten there yet. We're hoping we can influence the Office of Developmental Programs to be able to do that.
And in the tech calendar, Global Entrepreneurship Week at Carnegie Mellon University runs through Friday. Sessions include a startup job fair and how to build a successful hardware startup. And that's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 FM WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by CMU's Hines College and its master's programs in information technology, analytics, cybersecurity, and management. Details at hines.cmu.edu.